From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting Super Tuesday election results pour in. Democratic U.S. presidential candidate Hillary Clinton has swept five southern states, according to media projections. Her opponent, Senator Bernie Sanders, is projected to have won his home state of Vermont. On the Republican side, businessman Donald Trump took Georgia, Alabama, Tennessee, Virginia, and Massachusetts, further cementing his status as the party's presidential frontrunner. Trump and Clinton were widely expected to do well in Super Tuesday nominating contests, where nearly a quarter of the delegates needed to win the Republican and Democratic nominations are at stake. The United Nations Refugee Agency warns Europe is on the verge of an explosive, self-induced humanitarian crisis. Lisa Schlein reports.
The agency reports the number of refugees and migrants in Greece in need of shelter has soared to 24,000. This, it says, includes around 8,500 people stranded near the border with Macedonia. It says the crowded conditions are leading to shortages of food, shelter, water, and sanitation. Nearly 132,000 people, half of them women and children, have made the perilous Mediterranean Sea crossing this year, exceeding the total for the first half of 2015. Almost all have landed in Greece. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
The former heir apparent to Zimbabwe's long-ruling president, Robert Mugabe, has launched a new political party to challenge Mr. Mugabe's nearly four-decade-old hold on power. Joyce Mujuru announced the formation of the Zimbabwe People First Party Tuesday at a news conference in Harare. The 60-year-old Mujuru was removed as vice president in 2014. This is VOA News. Syrian President Bashar al-Assad says the cessation of hostilities in his country offers a glimmer of hope. In a German television interview, Mr. Assad said his government will do its part to make the truce work. U.S. Justice Department and technology company Apple sparred Tuesday over the government's demand that Apple unlock an iPhone used by one of the shooters in last year's California terrorist attack. FBI Director James Comey told a congressional hearing technological advancements to keep phone information secret can also block investigators from collecting key evidence in criminal and terrorism cases. He says he sees no harm in unlocking that one phone in question.
I happen to think, having talked to experts, there are technical limitations to how useful this particular San Bernardino technique will be, given how the phones have changed. But sure, other courts, other prosecutors, other lawyers for companies will look to that for guidance or to try and distinguish.
Apple's chief lawyer, Bruce Sewell, said the government's demand that it unlock the phone used by Syed Rizwan Farouk would, quoting now, set a dangerous precedent for government intrusion into the lives of people. Judges at the International Criminal Court in The Hague began considering arguments Tuesday on whether to open the court's first-ever war crimes trial targeting the destruction of religious or cultural heritage. Lisa Bryant has more.
Former trainee teacher and alleged jihadist Ahmed al-Faqi al-Mahdi is accused of planning and leading the destruction of nine mausoleums and the door of an ancient mosque in the northern Malian city of Timbuktu in June and July of 2012. All but one of the buildings were designated United Nations World Heritage Sites. The prosecution claims al-Mahdi, an ethnic Tuareg who is believed to be in his 30s, led a morality squad in Timbuktu and was a member of militant group Ansar Dine. Lisa Bryant, Paris.
U.S. President Barack Obama and key Republican senators ended brief talks at the White House Tuesday but failed to agree on how to fill the Supreme Court seat left vacant by the death of Justice Antonin Scalia. Mr. Obama, who will remain in office until January 2017, says it is his constitutional responsibility to choose a Supreme Court nominee promptly. He says the Republican-led Senate is obligated to hold confirmation hearings on his choice, but many Republicans insist the court vacancy must now be filled, not be filled until after the November elections. They say they will not even consider anyone Mr. Obama nominates. Taking a brief look at market activities on Wall Street, U.S. stock indexes were up at the close of trade today. European markets were also up. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.